بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to our charity that we give, and for it to be correct, there are a few conditions. Just like for namaz to be correct, first of all, we must have wudu. If we haven't got wudu, then namaz from the start is not correct. And then if we start namaz with wudu properly, but then we spoke in namaz, or we ate something in namaz, now also namaz is broken. So it has conditions for it to be correct, which are before the aqama. And then there are conditions for its baqa, for it to remain correct, that we don't talk in namaz, we don't do any amale kathir, anything that breaks namaz. In the same way, for our charity also there are two conditions. The first is, it must not be done for name and fame, for show, and to show people. If a person does give his charity for name and fame, then from the beginning that charity is not accepted. And when we have given it with sincerity for Allah's pleasure, then in order for the baqa, for the charity of us to be correct and to remain for us, one is we should not do ihsan jatana. Don't go and tell that person, remind him, I did this for you, I did this for you. And the other is no either. We should not take any wrong advantage from that person. We should not harm him in any way. Otherwise, that will also destroy the charity. So these two things are very necessary, that the conditions before our amal also are met, and for our amal to remain in order and preserved. And Allah says, "Man jaa bil hasanati." Not just a person who does a good deed, man amila bil hasana, but a person who comes, does it, and then preserves it also, and he keeps it forever till the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has warned here that la tuqtilu amalukum, don't destroy your actions. That whatever good we have given you, what good deeds you have done, don't destroy them. So ibtali amal, the destroying of one's amal, is one important thing, and one major group in Islam which went astray from here was the Mu'tazila. Amongst other wrong beliefs that they had this wrong belief also, that if you commit any sin, then all your actions of the past are destroyed. And that was a wrong belief. And the ulama, mashallah, dealt with it correctly and explained it properly. So there are aman that if we do, our actions get destroyed. And that is if we negate our iman. That if we say anything, we do anything which negates our iman, then all our previous aman are destroyed. Hajj we will have to make again. We will have to renew our nikah also again. But other amal, like a person doesn't make namaz his whole lifetime. He doesn't deny that namaz is farz. He accepts it, but he doesn't make namaz. He doesn't go out of the fold of Islam. A person commits a very big guna like adultery, and he realizes it's haram, it's wrong. He doesn't regard it as halal. It is haram, it's wrong what I have done. He doesn't go out of the fold of Islam. But the Mu'tazila believe that any sin you commit, then all your previous sins are, all your previous good deeds are all cancelled. That is not correct. From here we learn a very important point, that just to learn the Sharia is not enough. But we must know how to apply. A person just learns how to handle a firearm. He passes his test also, and he gets a license also for a firearm. But he did not learn on whom must he use it. And he uses it on his wife, on his children. He uses it on himself. He commits suicide. And these are daily occurrences which take place. That the use of the firearm is taught, and the essence of it, that how it should, who should it be used on, that is not taught. And we find even policemen who have got even more accreditation for their firearms, they even shoot the whole family. There are cases where a policeman kills his whole family. He didn't learn how to use it. So the law of Sharia, there are many ulama also who learn, but how to apply the mizaj of Sharia, the intention of Sharia. And in there, the most distinguished and honored is Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, who understood the intention of Sharia, not just the word of the Sharia, but what does the Sharia want from us. That is the greatest in the whole ummah that they understood that, for which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if knowledge was in the star of Surya, then a person like Imam Abu Hanifa will even go and get the knowledge from there. He was given that great, great insight, and that is particular with Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. So we should try and understand the mizaj of Sharia. And for that, there is a beautiful explanation. One is the hudud, the limits of Sharia. And one is the mizaj of Sharia. Like for example, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to explain this, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left this world, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa. So he stood on the minbar one step lower than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He said that, where am I and where is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I can't stand at that level. So he stood at one step lower. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa, he stood one step lower. And he said, where am I? Where is Hazrat Abu Bakr? Where am I? He stood one step lower. And both of them, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, both of them are the fathers-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they taught the ummah the mizaj of Sharia. That is what we should have. Humility. Don't think we are equal to our elders. We humble ourselves. But when Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, he went back and he stood right at the top step again. And he taught the ummah, which was also necessary, the hudud, the limits of Sharia. And had he not done that, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to explain, then today in our masjids we should have to dig wells. That every imam should go one step lower. Today, by today, after 1400 years, the imam will be far at the bottom in the ground. Because everyone should go one step forward, lower. So that should have been the condition. So the limits of Sharia, they are for the general public. And the mizaj of Sharia is for the ulama. For those who are in leadership position, they must follow the mizaj of Sharia. And not make it difficult on the ummah. The hudud of Sharia is also defined and specified for us. So it is very important that a person understands the intent of the law, not just the outward words of the law. To understand that in another way, when we were studying in Deoband, that was about 50, 60 years ago, at one time, though we were not aware of it, but a certain court case that made headlines and caught the attention of all people. Our Ustad, Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, explained to us that a Hindu had died, and according to Hindu law, the eldest son inherits everything. So the youngest son put a claim in the court that I am the eldest and I must get the whole inheritance. He was the youngest, but he put a claim in the court that I am the eldest. And he proved his way, point in this way, that if you have a syringe and the first parts that come out from the syringe, they are the youngest. And the part that comes out right at the end, that is the more longer, so that is the oldest. So my eldest son that was born of that semen of my father that was right in front. So that was very young. I was right at the back, so I'm much older than him. If I was born 20 years after him, I'm 20 years older than him, because I came 20 years after. So, and court is a funny place, and judgments that are made, most ridiculous judgments are made in court. And then the judgment was made, yes, the youngest son is the oldest son. The way he presented his argument, and he won the case and he inherited everything. But that is not the intent of the law. So we have to understand, a person, according to his intelligence and how he can present his argument, he can prove black is white and white is black also. But that, what is the law, the intent of the law, that is important. Today people are playing around with Sharia. Allah says clearly, لا تتخذوا آياتي هزوا. Don't make a joke out of my sign. And today openly, the World Cup also proven from the Quran. That is in the Quran, all the soccer, this useless kicking a ball around, kicking a ball between two poles, they proving that is also from the Quran Sharif. So how we are playing around with our deen and our Sharia, if until a person doesn't have the company, sohbat of the righteous and the pious, he can have knowledge as much as he wants to, he won't understand the mizaj of Sharia and the intent of Sharia. So it's very, very important that together with knowledge, a person must have the correct. And company is not just going to a share now and then, just a little bit we said. No, company means to be a proper, fully in that person. What we call, you spend a chilla with a share, fully in his company. Or you spend 3 chillas, or you spend 9 chillas 1 year, then the mizaj of Sharia will come in a person. Otherwise, a person will just have superficial, a twisted idea, a forked idea of Sharia. And for his forked opinions, he will fork out from the Quran some proof, and to prove him right also. And we see this openly happening. People involved in all open type of kufr, and proving it from the Quran also to be right. So we have to be very careful. These are great lessons that we learn from the Quran Sharif, not just a matter of reading, not just a matter of the translation, but to understand it and to make dua that Allah bless us. Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. By the very same token of the Quran Sharif, Allah guides many people. And by the very same token of the Quran Sharif, Allah misguides many people also. So may Allah save us from misguidance and be of those people who are guided by the Quran Sharif. And we should not have any pride of our knowledge that I'm a ba'alim or something. Adallahu Allahu ala ilmi. Allah says we misguided them on their knowledge. With their knowledge we misguided them. And they use their knowledge to misguide themselves. Like all the funny things which are forked out from the Quran and trying to prove oneself right. Allah give us tawfiq and guide us to his pleasure.